Plainwell head coach Darren Conklin, now my guest. Darren, first of all, thanks for joining me. Second of all, congratulations. You've had a great season so far, and I have to believe that you're pretty happy with how things have gone so far.
We're very happy. It's been we've been gaining momentum over the last 2 years, and obviously you hate to ever lose a game. We played a tough Dowagiac team to the end, but to be 5-1 is where we hope to be. You know, 5-1 at this point of the season is a good thing. We're headed with some momentum, hopefully carrying into the playoffs, and I just like how our team plays, so it's been a lot of fun.
I want to start talking about some of your players. Start, I guess, defense and offense, because I want to start with Tyler White. The news came down just yesterday that he has decided that he's going to Illinois. I know, exciting thing for him, but how big of an impact has he been for your team over the years?
Tyler's been great in so many ways. Leadership and in kind of a strange way, actually. Last year he tore his ACL and it really didn't. He played maybe 2.5 games last year at full strength, and we lost him. And for him to come back the way he's come back, to have the impact that he's had this year, really shows kids that, you know, your junior year is important, but it's the work that you put in. Everything that you get out is based on what you put in. And they've watched him come back from this injury, keep his head high, be a team player, even when he couldn't participate, which is big for our program, to have a leader and an example like that. And then for that to pay off for Tyler to get a scholarship is great. And it's just it helps us in every way.
You're sending a lot of kids to D1. Huh? You got your Jack went to Michigan State last year, now Tyler White.
Yeah, we're a hotbed now. and if there are any D1 kids that want to transfer. And it's exciting. We don't really know the impact of that yet. A few people have asked us about that, and it's uncharted water, so we don't know. It's great to have those kids come back, to have them. I mean, with some of the social media, the Facebook and things like that, the kids are in contact. So they, for our program, it's big. They know those kids. They're in these Big Ten programs now. They get to interact with them, and they get to see that as something that might be attainable for them. So it's nice for us in that as our kids work, they have that carrot out in front that, hey, I could be that next kid. So it's been great. Really excited about it.
I wanted to stay on the defensive side right now. Jason McCausland, he's been a tremendous middle linebacker for you, but you talk about him. How big has he been for you guys?
Well, Jason's been, you know, he's been great, and he's another kid that we have so much leadership right now in our team and with our seniors, and it's every good team you see that, and we're no different than any other. When you start having success, you see your leaders, and Jason has been that kid that's been at everything. He can talk the talk, but he can also back it up in how he's worked and what he brings out on the field, and he's even stepped his game up that much more in these last few weeks as we've had these key games, you know, the rivalry game with Otsego and Dowagiac. I mean, you just see him out there having fun and being the type of player that makes high school football so special.
On your offensive side, two guys who have really carried the load offensively, numbers wise, Grant Pell and Ryan Britton. These two, you know, Pell is a senior now, Britton's a junior, but they've really carried a lot of that load for you offensively.
Yeah, it's been interesting in some of the coverage, because a lot of people say, oh, we're huge, you know, we just have these real big players, which we do. We're big, but we have some speed, and Ryan and Grant are both kids that when they get in the open, you know, I'm looking for the block. I know it's an extra point coming, because those kids are just fast, and they play hard. Ryan runs downhill. I mean, he looks like a pinball on some plays. He's tough as heck. And same with Grant. He's making great decisions, especially these last few weeks. And he's a threat every time he touches the ball. It's really nice for us that any given play we can go the distance.
The talk now, you see so many teams that want to run or a lot of people want to run these pass spread offenses, but I guess you could say throwback, you know, the I form, you're not going to throw it a whole lot, but people know you're just going to come right at them. Is there still a place that teams can go a long distance just running a run oriented offense?
I hope so. We'll find out. But, you know, for us, and I talk to the kids about it because everybody sees what's on TV and they see, you know, the latest fad, I guess. And I really never bought into that. I think it's hard when you're in Michigan, you're in late October, early November, you're going to have rain, you're going to have wind, mud, maybe snow. And I don't want our offense dictated by the weather. And our if we run the ball effectively and we play great defense, we can go anywhere. And you see that hopefully on the field with our team every Friday.
You guys had a great bounce back year last year, 6-3, second round of the playoffs. When you look at this team now, how is this team better than last year and maybe just a little different from last year too?
Well, we're more balanced. We have more depth. We have more experience because we did play a lot of juniors last year. And those seniors came through last year. They played so hard. They did the work in the offseason and set a really nice tone and a good example for these juniors. Then when this class became seniors this year, you could see they were experienced. They knew how to do the work. But it's just so much more depth. We've lost a couple of kids to injury that in years past we wouldn't survive. So we just have so many more kids, so much more depth, more talent, and it's been really nice for me as a coach to be able to plug in some kids that maybe we weren't counting on at the beginning of the season, but they've come out and played amazingly well. So it's been good.
You're in your third year here. The 0-9 first year, then 6-3. Are you where you thought you'd be at this point?
It's my fourth year.
Fourth year.
But I would like to forget one of those early years. That's fine. We can do that. My vision was that we would be contending and we'd be in the playoffs because it's 6-3. You know, I feel like we're one of the bigger schools in our conference. We should be in the playoffs most years. So I would say, yeah, in some ways I am satisfied with where we are. In other ways, not. But those first couple of years were much more difficult than I ever imagined. And now we're reaping some of the rewards of that work. But I would say the journey has been different, but the destination has been just about what we hoped.
Big game, Pawpaw this week. When you look at this Pawpaw team, they lost, I think, one conference game the last 2 years, yeah. 3 years. What makes them so good when you look at them?
I'd say, you know, it's the intangibles where they're concerned. You know, you can come out, you can have talent or speed or size or whatever, but they're tough and they play hard every game. You know, you see that on film, you see that on their sideline. Those guys are going to give a great effort, and they're going to be tough from start to finish every week. And that really translates onto the field, and that's where their success comes from, in my opinion. I think it's the same thing with Dowagiac. I mean, the game sounds different when you play these guys, and that's where we want to be, same thing. So we have a ton of respect for those guys, and we know it's going to be a physical game, and it's going to be you better play the whole thing. So
they have a great quarterback as well, Justin McCauley. Is there a way to truly slow this guy down? Because it seems as though he effectively can throw it and run it.
You know, it's one of those weeks. Same thing with the Schutz kid down in Three Rivers, where there are players in this league that really give you fits, and he's one of them. And you don't shut him down; you just hope to survive. And that's kind of where we are with our preparation this week. We have some focus on him, but they have some other tools as well. So hopefully we can get a piece of them. I mean, they've had Andrew Buskirk. They had Gil last year. So it seems like every year they roll out a really good player that we have to prepare for. So it's not unusual, but at the same time, it's scary. We know we have to be ready.
Darren Conklin, the Plainwell head football coach, my guest. Darren, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much.